Log Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and this is Beth. If ye have faith, nothing shall be impossible unto you. That's Matthew 17:20. And also, I love Psalms 23 also. But I just wanted to share that with you, and I know many of you repeat it daily anyhow. But if ye have faith, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Matthew 17:20. I mean, it's a good scripture to say throughout the day, early in the morning, during the afternoon, at night, when you're feeling up, when you're feeling down. It's just so important for us to have faith. You know, one of my earlier broadcasts of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports was about, you know, faith and so on. So, you know, I just felt it in my, just vibed it and felt it in my spirit to share that. And then also, I also love, if God be for us, who can be against us? And sometimes you can personalize it to, if God be for me, who can be against me? You know, I grew up as a teen and in my early adult life, reading a lot of Norman Vincent Peale, and those are scriptures that he often shared in his books. Also, you know, you read the Bible, you're familiar with them. If you go to church or don't go to church, you're familiar with those scriptures. But I've always loved the teachings of Norman Vincent Peale and Zig Ziglar. As a matter of fact, my last broadcast, I intended to share one of his quotes. But, you know, you can follow his son, Tom Ziegler, at Tom Ziegler also. But I just wanted to share that. And really, after repeating it a couple of times, I myself right now have, you know, feel different, feel better, feel more optimistic. It's just something about encouraging scriptures and affirmations. Really. I mean, this was not even planned for me to talk about this, but, you know, I just felt it in my heart and in my spirit and my soul to mention it. You know, we're human beings and we deal with different things, and this is Monday. And so I just wanted to mention it to you all. Really. but, hey! You all know I'm giddy and I'm happy regarding politics. I thought about just going straight into talking about the topic of the day, about when a person chooses to relocate for the sake of love. And people relocate for the sake of love for different reasons. I mean, you might be already in an established relationship or married. And your spouse say, hey, we got to relocate. I have a job transfer or a new job. And you have to relocate. You know, that's a matter of relocating love. Or you could be new in love and decide to make the decision to not be in a long-distance relationship or to live a dual life in maybe two different cities. Or, you know, like some people are bi-coastal and so on. So that's today's topic. But before I go into the topic, because I thought about just going diving straight into the topic, so we wouldn't run out of time about the topic. But talk a little bit about you know, news that's been happening over the weekend, and it's been a lot of news. So, like I said, it's very important for me not to present the show in a tacky way, but in a tactful manner. And there's so much news happening. But like I said, I'm very happy. That Governor Perry, because I'm a longtime supporter of Governor Perry. I'm talking about the third term governor of the state of Texas. You know, I'm sure you have heard, but I'll, you know, repeat it, has announced that he has plans to run for the top spot if he becomes the GOP primary candidate nominee. And you all do know he is considered one of the most successful fundraisers in the history of Texas politics. And I just channel surfed to Mike and Mike, but before I channel surfed, I had my TV tuned to Morning Joe. And so he already has his itinerary mapped out of his special appearances and the fundraising events that he would be attending. So he's very organized and have everything really planned out. And before he announced that he plans to campaign to become the GOP primary candidate nominee, he launched a website. And then also he has a new Twitter account in support of his campaign, and that's at Team Rick Perry. Now, his Twitter name anyway, but for those of you that would like to follow him, I think it's important to follow and to know what all the politicians are doing and to get some kind of news on what they're doing, what their platforms are. That's of all parties. Incumbent president, you all know, follow him at Barack Obama, right? And then the other politicians, at least, you know, follow something if it's not their direct Twitter accounts or visiting their websites or getting newsletters. But, you know, that's the way we can be resourceful on our own if we situate ourselves where we can receive reliable information regarding their campaigns, not mudslinging at each other. I hope that the presidential candidates just, you know, focus on their platforms. And one thing about Governor Perry that I've noticed, even when he campaigns as governor, I might be wrong, but just for me, I'm a longtime supporter. I'm not in, y'all know I love Texas, but I'm not in Texas. So those that live in Texas can really, you know, vouch for, you know, what really happens in the vibe there. I hope to, you know, get in school real soon at the Vita Institute Dallas real soon. But you know, I'm not there to be one in New Orleans. I'm more than likely the one in Dallas. That's the one I've been shooting for. I don't even say shoot. I don't take shoot back. But the one I've been aiming for. But, and shout out to Ogle School also, which is another good school there. But what was I about to say? Oh, he pretty much stays focused on his platform and the issues at hand that that are important. And so on. That's just my vibe because some of you that network with me online, you all know I wholeheartedly did my part online and spreading the word in about his campaign to be reelected as governor. So, you know, yesterday I posted his YouTube vid from when he announced he would definitely throw his political hat in the ring. And also, received a question or two about why I support him. I'm a longtime supporter of him, of Governor Perry. But just because he's good enough to be a governor, is he good enough to be a president? I think so. I mean, and one thing that his platform is, what I'm vibing his platform when he campaigned for governor, job creation. To improve the economy, ASAP, budgeting, reduce crime, and education is a very important issue on all levels to Governor Rick Perry, on all levels. And career and job training is important to Governor Perry, which is now a presidential GOP primary candidate. You know, he's vying to become the nominee. And congratulations to you know, Michelle Bachmann, because she won that straw poll in Iowa over the weekend. And Ron Paul, did he come in? He came in second, and Pawlenty came in third. And Pawlenty I decided to drop out. And Mr. Kane, he did pretty good. He said he came, that was his goal, to be in the middle, because there are so many candidates, GOP candidates. It's about 12 or 13. So he and his team was aiming to be, like, in the middle, and so he was number five. But Pawlenty has dropped out, which many of you probably already know. And I dig all of them. They're, you know, they're pretty cool. Just stay, you know, stay focused on what's important. Don't mud, you know, throw mud at one another. Stay focused on what's important. That's to everybody, all the politicians, from the incumbent and other third-party politicians, and just all politicians that are in the middle of campaigning. Because we're in the state of Mississippi, we're electing a governor and lieutenant governor and other officials in our state. So it's just important to stay focused on your platform and on the needs and the wants of the people who vote for you and the people that you represent. That's what's important, you know. But I just think that's awesome that he's decided to run. You know, I know I was brokenhearted when our governor of the state of Mississippi decided not to run, but I support his decision, he and First Lady Marsha Barber. People know what's best, and he had just had back surgery, and he's focusing on his last few months of being the governor of the state of Mississippi. But Perry definitely has a good track record. You know, he was lieutenant governor when Bush was governor of the state of Texas, and so on. So he was first elected as governor in, 2000? Now, some of you all correct me. I'm sharing information that I know just from being a longtime supporter of his. And I like it when people ask me question my choices. As a little girl, I always was raised not to talk about politics and don't talk about money. But, you know, politics and so on, it's very important. It's good to be able to have civil dialogue regarding different topics, whether it's beauty, fashion. This is an entertainment lifestyle show, but like I said before, politics influence the way we entertain and the way we like to be entertained. And definitely I like our lifestyles, because politics and government affects all the way we live, our way of life, and so on. So, you know. But there was something else I wanted to share. Oh, in his three campaigns for governor, Perry raised $102 million, plus he brought a record of $22.1 million the Republican Governors Association, of which he is a chairperson of. I want to share that information, and you can read more about that at the dailybeast.com. There's an article about him announcing his info. And on my Facebook page, I have, if you missed his live announcement, I have it posted on my Facebook page, the one that is Miss Beth Nelson. I have another Facebook page in support of More Cosmetics, and that's Beth Mort Girl Rep. And then also I have the fan page where I'll post more of the information and news that I'm talking about today on Culture Shock Entertainment Report's fan page, okay? And you all, you know, you can share information on my fan page and post, you know, positive, informative videos and pictures and so on, and be sure to like the fan page. I created the fan page out of a demand, so you all definitely share your feedback and comments on Culture Shock Entertainment Report's fan page. And you all know I'm on Twitter at Culture Shock Entertainment, and also at Beth Williams. Matter of fact, I'm on my Facebook page now, but I think I'm getting ready. I'm going to tweet a little bit. If you want to tweet back, I mean, I'm at my handle, Beth Williams. But also, you can tweet me at Culture Shock Entertainment also, because, you know, I switch back and forth and so on. But I just wanted to share a little bit of that information, talk about that, because people do ask, ask me why I support certain people, and I like that. Political stalkers, you can stay away. Yeah, I do every so often get political stalkers, people that just, oh my goodness, it's just terrible, you know, say ugly things or leave ugly things around my yard or something like that, but I don't really want to talk about stuff like that because I hadn't seen anything recently, so I don't want to stir up any bee's nest or anything. It's just good for us to enjoy our lives, and politics, just like sports, have good, clean fun. Do our best to be resourceful and to provide each other with reliable information and not garbage, because this is serious business when we vote for people and when people run for office and when we encourage people to run for office also. Okay, but I need to go ahead and get into the today's topic of relocating for love, not money. A lot of people relocate for money. That's an obvious thing. You know, hey, you get a good job, get a good offer, yeah, you relocate for money. But then, you know, some people have to relocate for love because maybe their significant other or their spouse or their loved one have to relocate for money. Like I said, maybe a new job or job transfer or anything. So, you know, that's today's topic. But first of all, I just want to shout out how NFL had a great preseason week one, just awesome. Before the show, I tweeted and posted some sports articles and sports news regarding the successful first week. And there's an ESPN article that I tweeted and posted where they're praising the rookie quarterbacks for doing such a great job. And Cam Newton, shout out to Cam Newton of the Panthers. I mean, thumbs up, guy. You're really doing your thing. I mean, my online friends and myself, we're loving it. We're just impressed. And I've seen where there are some, and you're playing ball with Shaki. Love Shaki. Shaki is awesome. When New Orleans Saints were practicing here in Jackson, I remember when Shaki came out on the field and, like, surprised everybody. And, I mean, from his fellow teammates to the spectators to media to fans to supporters, everybody just went crazy. We were just like, Shaki, Shaki. And I noticed he, from watching the game, the replay of the game on NFL Network, It appears that he and Shaki get along pretty good just from watching them interact with one another. It seems like the whole team gets along pretty good. But you all know, I just have to shout out the entire NFL. My favorite teams, the Saints and the Cowboys. And I'm going to talk really more about all 32 teams in the near future. And I will resume writing my articles at mybleacherreport.com. Page also, and I'm bleacherreport.com, Bethany Williams. So I'm going to resume being more active. I tweet that a lot, say, okay, but I need to write this one particular article, and then I have the green light to resume just writing everything I want to write about. So I definitely want to interview a lot of you all, not just for this show, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, but also for my blogs and my BleacherReport.com articles, also to profile some of you all, some of my favorite athletes, and athletes that I want to know more about, and sports that I want to know more about, and others, and my peers want to know more about. But did you all see Same Name last night? Was that hilarious or not? Reggie Bush was the featured celebrity, and it was a hoot. Usually CBS show their programs in their entireties on their website, I think, because I know I can watch CSI Miami shows when I miss them sometimes. So they have a same name has a Facebook page also, but my God, that show was hilarious, and it was interesting too. It had its like very very like human moments, you know. So shout out to Reggie Bush, the athlete, and Reggie Bush and his family in Danville I thought it was in Indiana, but then Illinois, huh? Illinois, that was a good show. I thought I was going to fall asleep because it was late because of the golf. And shout out to the winner of the PGA tournament also for winning, Keegan Bradley. Congrats to you for being the PGA champion. But tonight, I don't know if many of you love Bravo like I love Bravo, but tonight, most eligible Dallas premieres tonight. I am just ecstatic. And Millionaire Matchmaker Patty Stanger's show premieres tonight also. I think Millionaire Matchmaker airs before Most Eligible Dallas. So I can't wait to see that show. That show looks like it's going to be a hoot. But I love Bravo TV programming. I used to watch a lot of WE TV, but Bravo TV is just, I mean, that program is just awesome. Oh, really, really, really. But back to Relocating for Love, Not Money. I want to hear from some people that relocate for love. I know just throughout my life, I know a lot of people that relocate for love. And, you know, sometimes it's because of money, maybe, or because their significant other or their spouse or so on is working or in school or so on or whatever. Or sometimes people just don't want to be in long-distance relationships. Sometimes people just can't bear being apart from their significant other. And from my research, I saw a lot. You know, it's not just about couples that want to be closer, but families, sometimes families have to uproot from what they're doing to relocate because mom and dad got a better job. But it seems like there's something else that I want to share before I really start talking about that. But I'm still offline, so I'm not chatting right now. But still create your listener profile. And also, I'm on Twitter right now, so you can tweet me. I'm on Facebook, so I'm getting ready to get on Twitter. And but be sure to, you know, share your stories of relocating and your success stories and your not so successful stories when it comes to relocating. I've been throughout my lifetime, I've been in a couple of long distance relationships. And so on. And the reason, when I married my second husband, I used to go back and forth to Dallas ever since my early teens. And it seemed like when we didn't work out, I slowed down going spending time in Dallas. So that's why it's so important for me to get back and get in school in Dallas. And Dallas is very is like one of the fashion, beauty and fashion entertainment meccas of the South. I started in New Orleans and Miami and Atlanta and so on. When I was studying fashion in school, I mean, that was the place in the South. You know, New York is in L.A. They are the fashion meccas of America. But when it comes to the Deep South, Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, now Memphis, Atlanta, and Miami are the fashion meccas. If you're in beauty or fashion design, fashion retail, or whatever, places to definitely be. For some reason, okay. Oh, let me see what people are saying to me on Facebook. But really, so it just seems like it's something else that. I know what the horrific stage crashing that happened at the Indiana State Fair. That is so sad, but I think it was so heroic at the brave people who went up under the rubble and pulled out people who was under the rubble. I mean, wow, my prayers goes out to everyone that was there. They witnessed that, and for those that lost lives to their loved ones. Wow. And then Sugar Land was preparing to walk out on stage. That was something. I just have to take a moment. Let's just take a moment of silence for those victims and those that was in attendance. And also, over the weekend here in Jackson, Mississippi, a 28-year-old mother and her four kids, I think from age 7 and under, died in a fire. The fire started in the kitchen. And this is not too far from my neighborhood. I mean, really, not too far from my neighborhood, just a horrific fire, killing a 28-year-old mother and her four kids. And then many other families are homeless now because the fire just spread it throughout the apartment building where they lived. So just to take a moment of silence for all of us to be strong and to have faith and to be there for one another. Okay, but yeah, that's just something. That's what I was panning around for because I wanted to talk about that Indiana situation. And I know other things happen, but the time is running out and need to share some info. That's why I wanted to talk about the topic first before getting into the different news stories that's been happening. And again, I want to thank everybody again for the birthday wishes and so on. And happy birthday to all of my real-life friends and my online friends and so on, because there's birthdays galore all over my pages. But relocating for love, not money. Well, you know, one can relocate if they're new in love or in an established relationship or married. Sometimes, you know, relocating to be with a significant other or spouse means that we're leaving maybe a life that we're already comfortable with, but because of this love for this other person, we decide it's worth a risk, you know. So I've tweeted articles and some info and so on, and like I said, I know many of you have stories to share. And then the story that I was about to start on, I'll share that story with you all about the Dallas and my second husband. And then I'll share other stories that I've had, long-distance relationships, you know, and so on. Successful relationships. You all can hear me get smiling, giggling, huh? But I read an interesting article called The Pros and Cons of Relocating for Love. Should you uproot your life as you know it for the sake of a relationship? Written by Jill Johnson, and you can see that at yourtango.com. I have it tweeted, but would you relocate for love, or have you ever relocated for love? If it's to be closer to your love, or you relocated to be closer to your love because your love has a new job or opened a new business or transfer. Many people do believe that you must take a chance on love, but When we relocate to be with someone for the sake of love, that's a sacrifice. And I guess sometimes what I'm looking at my notes is I guess it's important also regarding how the relationship started. If it started off as a long-distance relationship, or if you're relocating together to another place, you know. I know sometimes people give people ultimatums. I mean, this is me talking. Like, you know, we've been apart this long. Somebody's got to do something. 10 seconds before the live streaming stops, but I'm going to continue talking for another 10 minutes. That is exactly why I wanted to talk about the topic at the beginning of the show. But what's up? What's up is, you know, much love. It's a happy Monday. Be good and spread love. I will continue talking about the topic for another 10 minutes, and I should cover it in its entirety. If you will not be able to stick with us throughout the entirety, visit the profile. And then also, you know, the show is on iTunes for free. You can listen to it. But I thank you so much for your support. And a shout out to fellow Blog Talk Radio hosts and producers and the staffers and the advertisers. And like I said before, I have opted into the revenue sharing program. So I should be seeing a little activity happening in my bank account real soon so I can really know how to how everything functions. We get 35%, and when we bring in the leads, we get 50%. Advertising. So if you're interested in advertising, please let me know. Contact blogtalkradio.com directly. I should have a media kit to present to you all real soon. I haven't received it yet. But there's one that I can download from the site. But it's just pretty it's like a pretty basic kit. But it's like you just want the information, right? So I have that for you. But shout out to the current advertisers that advertise during my live broadcast and during my archive shows, the audio and the banner. Like I said, even when I was just a listener, I thought the advertisers were just awesome. There's another article that I read called To Relocate or Not to Relocate. And it's by Alice Edrich, author of several work from home ebooks and editor-in-chief of a national publication for busy parents. And so she talks about how important it is to have the whole family involved if there's an established couple with kids, you know, to have the family involved. And sometimes you have to decide either to relocate or not relocate. Is it worth it? You know, if it's just across town or to another state or to another country, will your family really be happy? In the article, What to Do When You Decide to Relocate, it states that you really need to take the time to determine if relocating yourself and your family is truly the right decision. Moving can be traumatic for some, especially the thought of leaving a life that you love so much. And often moving is the best solution sometimes when you just want some peace, because it might be, you know, important to relocate just for to be happier and for financial stability also. But so it's important to answer some of the situations that I brought up, to answer certain questions before you decide to relocate your family. If it's, like I said, if it's just to another part of town or outside town or to another town or another state or another country, it's important to have input from your spouse to, obviously, to kids, if kids are involved. Here's a question. Are you moving to better your family life or afford more luxuries? See, I'm talking about this because I have a lot of listeners that are married, that are in established relationships, or have kids. So when I first started the show, I was thinking more single people. But then whenever you get into research, it seemed like you're open to other options and other issues and other ways of life and other things that certain people have to go through, you know. I mean, I have no kids. Well, you know, my son is deceased. That died soon after birth when I was 19 and gave birth to him. And I've been unsuccessfully married twice. Here from my mom. So different people go through different situations when relocating and moving. Everybody have their own issues. Just because somebody... don't never think no one has less or more responsibilities than you, really. Because it might appear, oh, well, he or she does not have kids, or he or she. That's a whole other topic we're going to talk about, too, dealing in the workplace or dealing with jobs. Don't think just because a person doesn't or do not have kids that they have more or less responsibility. because you don't know what other people are going through and other family issues that they're experiencing. So that's going to be another future show. But I just including this part because when I first thought about it, I didn't think about that. Even though I know a lot of families and a lot of friends, I mentioned my friends, Marcus Patrick and his wife, Alisa. They've recently relocated, came back from the U.K. Friend them on Facebook because they share awesome information regarding health and fitness. And Marcus is an accomplished actor. And plus, he's a very good singer also. But they share some of the best health and fitness information. But we're moving to give you a better health insurance or take your health insurance away. Will you lose the money you put into your retirement account or can it be transferred? Four, are you moving because of a job promotion, because there are no jobs in your area, because you are changing careers? Five, have you discussed what the move would mean to your longtime love or your spouse? Six, if kids, have you discussed the move with your children and given them a say in the decision? That's important. You want people to be happy. Seven, have you made a list of pros and cons with regards to your new job and new location? Do the pros outweigh the cons? Once you've answered the questions that I just mentioned, you begin to prep your kids or your loved ones. You know, maybe other loved ones with you that might need to relocate regarding the moving process. Like one, tell your kids why you're planning to move. Two, ask your kids about their concerns, their fears, their worries, and angers with an open mind. Three, show your kids a map of the town and they'll be relocating to. Four, and to meet your other loved ones also. Four, order an apartment or homeowner's guide and let kids pick out their dream home, then narrow it down by what you can afford to pay for rent or mortgage payments. Five, order tourist info and show your kids all the fun things there are to do in the area. I advise people to do that, period. I like to look at tourism guides and from my city and state to other cities and states. It's important to know that, and especially if you plan on relocating. It's important if you're just going to visit. Six, order the local paper and read the good stuff to your kids, but keep the negative news to yourself. Knowing the good and bad about a town is essential from a parent's point of view, an adult point of view, but not the best way to, you know, it's not good to share everything good and bad with a kid. Seven, take a mini vacation to the area you plan to relocate. Let your kids see and experience the area firsthand. Let them discuss the pros and cons of the new area, and don't be afraid to agree with any of the cons. It's important that you don't paint a flawless picture because no place is a perfect place. Okay? So there's another website that I researched and visited, conversationwire.com, and it's about how to make a long-distance relationship work. You know, when you're always traveling, always catching that plane or bus or train or hitting that road trips. So there are a few questions. You can look at the articles on my Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and LinkedIn pages. Here's just a few. It's really called 5 Questions to Ask Before Relocating for Love by Your Tango. How long will this relocation last? Sometimes it's not a real, like, long relocation. It's like, okay, we spent some time together. How long before this happened or that happened? Or maybe your loved one is just working at a certain place for a certain length of time, and maybe you should be there. What will I do when you're there? You know, what can I be doing? Or, you know, really focusing on yourself, still being yourself. That's me talking, and that's what I've read in the research. Or what kind of support system will both of you have? You know, outside sources and so on. Support systems are really important. So that's just you know, a few more questions. And then Relocating for Love, Everything You Need to Know, an article I ran across by Carita Rizzo. And in her article, she states that it's important to prepare for the hardest 6 months of your life, that the first 6 months is very important, and that it's important also to have a life, because sometimes when you're relocating for the sake of love, you're clingy to that loved one, gal, girl. You're living their life, but it's important to realize the person that you are, to maintain your individuality. And to be, I'm not a relationship expert, you all, you know, but I am a romantic. But then also I know it's important for us to use our common sense and our book sense and to live our lives to the fullest. So she states, to get a life, to set yourself up like you would anywhere else regarding work, your career, making your own friends, plus things that you as a person enjoy doing. And to me, this is my opinion, that way still being you will only enhance your relationship. I mean, you know, that's me, that's my opinion. And she also states that don't drop bombs when you're with that person that you relocated for. Don't, like, blow up and say, I left this and I left that behind. I left this, I left that. You know, it's important to for both parties to be open about, yeah, I know you made a sacrifice to come here with me. You know, it's important to have open lines of communication regarding that, so you don't want to be in hurt feelings, and then you know you don't want to be breaking up and you have to relocate it somewhere. And then 7myths.com also shared some good information. But being responsible in your expectations is what Carita shared. Be responsible. Be open regarding your expectations. Your loved one cannot be everything to you. Can't be your one of your girlfriends. Can't be your hairdresser. Your loved one can be your love interest. Can be your, you know, if they're your spouse, your friend. But they can't be like 1,000 people in one. Many of us wear many hats, but my goodness, don't, you know, we can't be overwhelmed. Because we can't be everything. That's why it's so important to maintain your individuality and build your friendships and the writer writes about how important it is to maybe volunteer and you know work on your career, work on your on things that interest you, and also always remember who you are and who he or she fell in love with. You know, we can get so caught up in our significant other, our spouse, and not leave that person behind that person fell in love with. And I'm a big believer in self-love. Well, what about that person that you love, that person that you practice self-love on? One of the author's friends says that if you're going to take a risk in life, what better than to do it in a pursuit of real meaningful love? If you want something, you have to risk something. And to me, that defines being fully alive. So you can visit my pages and my Twitter pages and so on and read these articles and research in its entirety. And, you know, I'm ongoing, getting to know me. I'm just ongoing sharing. As you all share with me, I share and open up with you more about myself. I think it's very important to be open and honest. And also, I've been listening to my show. The show still is in the developmental stage. And so I thank you so much for viewing my profile and supporting the show and encouraging different topics. But it is still in the developmental stage. And it's important for me to listen to myself and listen to the program and listen to the topics and improve in areas that I see fit that need to be improved. And I thank you for your